This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A lawyer for former President Trump is speaking out, saying Donald Trump cannot be found guilty of any wrongdoing in the aftermath of the 2020 election.
Defense attorney John Lauro on NBC's Meet the Press.
The Biden administration would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that President Trump did not believe that he had won the election. They will never be able to do that.
He says former President Trump was simply exercising his free speech rights. To petition the election results, Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin on NBC.
He tried to steal the entire election. And his lawyer's up there saying, oh, that's just a matter of him expressing his First Amendment rights. That's deranged.
Raskin, the lead impeachment manager against Trump after the Capitol insurrection, alleges there was a scheme to bring in fake electors.
He conspired to defraud the American people out of our right to an honest election.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Healthcare facilities are increasingly becoming targets. Shootings and other attacks are increasing at hospitals across the nation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has numbers that show that healthcare workers are now far more likely to suffer non-fatal injuries by violence than workers in any other profession, including law enforcement. Pope Francis has a message for young people.
The Pope wrapped up World Youth Day in Portugal with a massive open-air mass, telling the crowd in his native Spanish the Catholic Church needs them. 1.5 million pilgrims, many who camped out overnight on the Lisbon field, were there, including Ruben Marquez.
It's good to see that the church can gather all these people together.
I'm Julie Walker.
It's still brutally hot in parts of the South. It'll be 103 today in Dallas. This is AP News. Guess what's number one at the box office again? Yep. And the AP's Margie Zarletta has it.
The Barbie movie leads the box office for a third week.
What's going on? Why are these men looking at me?
Yeah, they're also staring at me.
Barbie has earned another $53 million domestically this weekend, according to studio estimates. In just 3 weeks, it's made $1 billion globally. It was a close race for second place at the box office this week, but Meg 2 The Trench takes that spot. Oppenheimer is in third place, with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in fourth. Haunted Mansion is number five. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Have you seen those gas prices? Gas is $3.82 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. 7 cents higher than a week ago. A month ago, gas was just $3.53, according to the AAA. Prices are highest in the West. It's over $5 in California. Lowest in the South, $3.32 in Mississippi. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.